This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Audrey Cromwell has won her race for Gallatin County Attorney after the race changed leads again early Thursday morning and put the Democratic challenger ahead by about 400 votes. The Gallatin County Elections Office released a new batch of results at about 12:45 a.m. Thursday morning that showed Audrey Cromwell leading Republican incumbent Marty Lambert. Cromwell had 24,994 votes, or 50% of the vote, to Lambert's 49%. It was the second lead change in a matter of hours, as elections officials continued counting ballots through Wednesday evening. Wednesday morning, Cromwell led the race by 42 votes. When a new batch of results were released Wednesday afternoon, Lambert led by 254 votes with still more ballots to count. The county's early morning release showed the tables had turned yet again. Marty Lambert has been county attorney for six terms since first being appointed to the office in 1997. Democrat Cromwell said that she was hopeful the race would go her way. "I thought it was going to be close because I was taking on an entrenched incumbent," Cromwell said. "I didn't think it was going to be this close." After Tuesday's midterm election results, with some seats picked up, others lost, and others going to recount or runoff elections across the nation, another focus post-election is on campaign spending. The five most expensive U.S. Senate races of 2022 saw nearly $1.3 billion in spending across the primary and general elections, a staggering sum that speaks to the massive amounts of money flooding the political system. Leading the way was the Pennsylvania U.S. Senate race, where Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz squared off in the general election. In just that one Senate race, nearly $375 million was spent. Rounding out the top five races in total spending were Georgia with $271 million, Arizona at $234 million, Wisconsin with $205 million, and in Ohio with $202 million spent in just the U.S. Senate race. The explosion in spending on Senate races over the last few elections is staggering. Pennsylvania also had the most expensive Senate race of the 2016 cycle when Republican Pat Toomey was running for re-election. Total spending in that race was around $179 million, less than half the amount spent on the 2022 contest. The spending on Senate races is equivalent or even higher than what presidential candidates spend on individual states, and much of it is driven by spending by outside groups, usually super PACs closely connected to political party leaders. In four of the five most expensive races this cycle, outside groups accounted for more of the spending than the candidates themselves. The one exception was in Ohio, where several very wealthy candidates self-funded their campaigns for the Republican nomination. Dollar amounts like these show that attempts earlier this century to lessen the impact of money in politics have utterly failed, culminating in the U.S. Supreme Court decision on Citizens United. There is more money in campaigns than ever before, and it's difficult to track where some of the money spent by PACs, super PACs, and nonprofit groups that aren't required to disclose their donors comes from. Rural Montana counties in Tuesday's election continued approving local option taxes on recreational marijuana sales by huge margins, a trend that has played out over every election since the state legalized marijuana in 2020. One exception was Granite County, which upheld a ban on recreational pot sales first passed in the June primary. Other communities went the other way. West Yellowstone and Manhattan both rejected local proposals to ban recreational marijuana sales. Deer Lodge affirmed permission of recreational marijuana within city limits by 53% of the vote. 52% of Great Falls voters went against a proposed ban on any marijuana business, and Cascade County at large approved local option marijuana taxes. The state caps the local option sales tax on recreational and separately medical marijuana sales at 3%. Those generated funds are split largely between the county at 50%, municipalities at 45%, while the state takes 5% of the revenue to defray the administrative costs of administering the tax revenues to local governments. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.